We're back live at Pomeroy High School, halfway through this District 9 crossover doubleheader. District 9 North Pomeroy, District 9 South DeSales. And the Irish girls get the first half of the doubleheader taken care of with a 40-26 win. The Irish boys will try to get the sweep here against the Pomeroy team, who comes in with a 5-6 overall record, but they are 2-0 in the northern division of the district. On the other hand, the Irish boys are 2-8, but one of those two wins is a division game, a win over Dayton. So the Irish boys are 1-3 in the division. This marks the second half of the season for Mike Juicy's club, and the first half was a challenge. The late start due to the success of the football team going to the state semifinals, then Pat Richard, his top returning player from last year's squad, injured in that game. And he did not start practicing till right around Christmas break. Didn't play in his first game until January 5th. So he's basically, Coach Juicy has not had his full complement of players together until after Christmas break. And then during Christmas break, he also lost Luke Fazari, a freshman who was seeing some varsity time. He broke his finger in the shoot-around. So basically, Mike Juicy has had his group that he wants, I guess you'd say, to get a group that he has together for just a couple weeks since Christmas break here in the new year, and they're trying to find their way. They beat Weston McEwen on January 5th, then lost a couple last weekend to Waitsburg Prescott and Garfield Palouse, lost last night to a very, very good Liberty Christian boys team, really put it on the Irish, 81-31, and down the stretch, it was tough. The DeSales boys, you don't see it very often, but expectedly, I guess, towards the end of that ball game, a lot of frustration. Not you know, real visible, but the effort level definitely dropped off down the stretch. And when you're getting beat by 50, that's going to happen. So Mike Juicy, hoping to see his guys come out with a good effort tonight on the road against the Pomeroy Pirates. These teams met twice last year. The DeSales won at the Irish Gym 70-37. That was the good news. The bad news is the Irish finished last in the division in the South. The Pirates finished last in the division in the North. And in a play-in game for the district tournament, the DeSales boys came up here. And on paper, it looked like it should have been an easy win for DeSales after beating the Pirates 70-37 in the regular season. And the Pirates ended the Irish season up here on this floor last year. The DeSales did not make it to the district tournament. That was very frustrating for Mike Juicy and his guys. So let's see if they can get some of that frustration out tonight, get on the winning streak here in the second half of the season against the Pomeroy Pirates. So we'll talk more specifically about the Pirates lineup when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Now is the time to buy or refinance your home with rates at historic lows. Giza, your hometown lender, has mortgage loan options to fit your needs. Our friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you get into that new home you've worked so hard for or to upgrade your current home. Stop into one of Giza's 9 convenient locations today or go online to GizaHomeLoans.com. Giza, it's where you belong. Giza Credit Union is an equal housing lender.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
Hey, it's Susan Richard of Coffee Craving. After nearly 20 years in our cramped single drive-thru location on 9th Street, we've moved on up to our brand new spacious double drive-through espresso shop just one block west of our old location on the corner of 10th and Poplar. We'll be serving our same great espresso drinks that you've come to expect from us, only twice as fast. Brian and I want to thank you, our loyal customers, for sticking with us during our move. Coffee Cravings, 1607 East Isaacs, and now 801 West Poplar. Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live here from Pomeroy, Washington. Both boys' teams are over huddling up with their coaches as we get ready for this one. The Pomeroy boys at 5-6 were in action last night against a very good Rosalia team. I have not seen Rosalia play, but the word is they are the class of District 9. They are a 1B opponent, so we will not see them in district tournament play, but they beat Pomeroy very handily. 63-30. In fact, Pomeroy's been pounded on a couple times recently. Last weekend, Liberty Christian beat him 77-45, and DeSales knows how the Pomeroy boys feel about that one, as the Irish were beat 81-31 by those Patriots last night. So both these clubs been knocked around by two really good ball clubs lately, Rosalia and Liberty Christian. Wins for Pomeroy, they beat Dayton, as have the Irish. They beat St. John Endicott, Pico, Oaksdale, Tri-City Prep, and Asotin on the road, 39-37 for their last win. Their lineup, they return two starters from that team that ended the Irish season last year. Grant Jenkins, a 6'1 senior who's listed as a starter tonight as well by head coach Brian Kohler. Brian Kohler, the head coach at La Crosse Instructor for several years, but he has some Pomeroy roots, moved back to town, and is coaching the basketball team. Sean Beal, a 5'11 junior, will start. Trevor Koberstein, a 5'10 senior, will start. Justin Singman, a 6'3 senior, will start for the Pirates, as will Justin Rourke, a 6'3 junior. Pomeroy has some nice experience, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seniors on their roster. They also have good height. A couple of 6'3 players. In fact, they have 7 players that listed over 6 feet tall. Rourke at 6'3 and Bingman, who both start at 6'3, are their tallest players. Four to sail. Excuse me. They will start Pat Richard, the 6 foot senior. Pat held to just 5 points last night in that loss to Liberty Christian. Tommy Gregg, the 5'9 junior, will start. Matt Wujek, the 6'1 senior, Matt Wujek, had 8 points to lead the sales in scoring last night. Matt Zimmerman gets the start tonight in a surprise move for Mike Juicy, the 5'8 sophomore starting for DeSales. And Shea Crowley, the 5'11 senior, the fifth starter. So the tip goes back to Matt Zimmerman. He can't find the handle on it, loses it, and Pomeroy's got it. So I'm not sure how they'll score the possession arrow. The Zimmerman did have the ball. The arrow's going to point to DeSales, though. Jenkins drives baseline, gets it to Rourke, and Rourke lays it in. So Pomeroy takes advantage of the early turnover on the Irish and turns it into a lane at the other end. Zone defense by the Pirates. Right corner pass goes to Shea Crowley. Crowley look inside, nobody open. Pass up to the top of the key, nobody there, but Gregg runs it down. Now gets it on the left wing to Zimmerman. His pass out top, knocked into backcourt by Koberstein. No kick ball call. That's interesting. Should have been a reset on the shot clock, but there's no reset because they didn't stop play. Shot clock down to 9 seconds. I guess they said it wasn't intentional. Zimmerman just threw it off his leg. Two on the shot clock. Hit. Pat Richard will fire the three. It's off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound Jenkins. Jenkins outlet to Koberstein. Long pass up court to Rohr. Ahead to Singman, and he lays it in. So a rebound and two passes and a lay-in for the Pirates, and they lead it 4-0 early. Deep right wing goes to Shea Crowley. Crowley. Now we'll dribble to the top of the key. Swing it left wing to Tommy Gregg, and now in the left corner right below my vantage point to Pat Richard. Excuse me. Pass inside to Pat Richard, just splashing Shea Crowley, who lays it in. Pat Richard got the zone to turn their eyes towards him. Shea Crowley found the hole in the middle, and Pat Richard found it, but on the inbound, two passes and another lay-in. Wow. Tommy Gregg drives the other way. Can't hit the shot. A rebound, Bingman. Bingman gets it to Beal to Jenkins, and now the Pirates slow it down. The Pirates up 6-2, all of them lay-ins off press break. They get it to Jenkins. Jenkins fadeaway is an air ball, but it goes right to Bingman, who scores it. The bad shot turned into a great pass. 8-2, Pomeroy has jumped on the Irish early here. 5:52 to go first quarter. In the lane to Wujek, kick out to Zimmerman. Zimmerman shoots a air ball, from the left wing. Pirates with the rebound. Bingman pass inside for Rourke, knocked away by Wujek. Bingman gets it back, now to Koberstein. To Jenkins, to Beal. Beal holds it on his hip, dribbles right side, gets it down to Koberstein. Down low to Rourke. Pass outside to Beal, and Beal hit a three straight away. Pomeroy shooting well, lead at 11-2 early. Timeout, Mike Juicy. 5:18 to go, first quarter. Pomeroy's fans, not many of them here, but they're on their feet, and they lead it 11-2 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The good news is you hit every green light coming home from work. The bad news is you got a tax bill in the mail. The good news is you also got your son's college acceptance letter. The bad news is the cost of a college education. The good news is you opened a 529 college plan from D.A. Davidson & Company when he was a toddler, making your tax bill smaller and ensuring the money was there for school. The bad news is he wants to be a pro surfer. The good news is you control the college 529 plan for the life of the account. D.A. Davidson. Financial advice for the long run. Member SIPC.
See Bill Flainer at D.A. Davidson.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live as Mike Juicy, seeing the wheels come off early, calls a quick timeout. He's got some subs into the ballgame. Sean Williams, Vic Mata, Travis Hain, and Nick Wales all in there. Pat Richards stays in. Shot missed by the Irish. Rebound tipped around. Vic Mata's got Vic drives in. Puts a little five-footer up off the glass. Won't go. Rebound by the Pirates. Rourke. Justin Rourke, 6'3", junior, gets it to front court. Now trap. Get out of trap. Beal's got it. To Jenkins. Down low to Rourke. Richard on Rourke. Pass inside. Goes to Bingman, and Bingman scores it. The big guys getting after the Irish. 10 points between Bingman and Rourke. 13-2, Pomeroy. Out front to Pat Richard. He traveled. Pat got it outside the arc. Looked at a three. Little fall fake and a drive, but he hopped before he did so. Sales turns it over. So Mike Juicy going back to the wholesale substitution strategy apparently tonight. Just trying to find that right mixture to get his guys some success. And Nick Wales goes flying at Koberstein and fouls him. And you don't foul a jump shooter. Let's see if they're going to say it's a three. Wales just went flying at him and took a big swipe at the ball. Let's see if they're going to give him three shots. They're at the far end, so I couldn't tell. Yep, he's going to shoot three, so you don't shoot a jump shoot, foul a jump shooter, and you definitely don't foul a three-point shooter. Koberstein misses the first one. 13-2 to Sales, down early. 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Koberstein's second one is good. Trevor, a 5'10 senior. Not much of a scorer. He's more of a ball handler and defensive specialist. Justin Bingman checks out. He had 6 points into the game. Is Brendan Wren, a 6'2 senior. Koberstein misses the third one. And the Irish will clear the boards and bring in the front court. Zone defense by the Pirates. They swing it to Pat Richard. He'll shoot from three. Won't go. Wren with the rebound. He's trapped by Hain, and Whale stepped on the line and turns it over. And that's what Mike Juicy's looking for, immediate pressure on that ball all the time, and they forced the turnover as Wren stepped out of bounds. Irish will run the inbound under their own basket. They get to Vic Mata in the right corner, up to Hain. Hain back in the right corner to Pat Richard. Looks at a three, won't take it with Wren at 6'3 coming out on him. Irish will bring it to the top of the key and set the offense. Left wing goes to Williams, to Mata. To Wales, outside to Williams for three, straight away out there, won't go. Long rebound chased down by Vic Mata. Mata has it knocked away, but Williams comes up with a high loose ball. Here come the substitutes to the scorers table. Crowley, Solomon, Joe Solomon, Matt Wujek, and Tommy Craig set to check in. 3:45 to go, first quarter. In the left corner goes Pat Richard, and he's traveled again. Pat, struggling with the footwork. It must be those rented tennis shoes he's wearing. Pat's my nephew. I'll get on him once in a while. For forgot his basketball shoes on the way up for tonight, so he's wearing a borrowed pair, and they're giving him some trouble. He can't keep them on the floor right now. His second traveling violation. Subs come in, and the press is on. But the Pirates break it. Beal in the front court, pulls up from an open 15-footer, rolls around, falls off, rebound, Tommy Gregg. Tommy will push it into front court. Tommy will bounce it off his foot and out of bounds. Oh. One official said, these are the same officials that did the girls' game, and they had about three or four of those, but they always end up getting it right, and that's what you want to do. Tommy bounced it off his foot, and at first they were going to give it back to DeSales. And coming out of the game is Trevor Coberstein for the Pirates. Coming in is 34. He is Ryan Coberstein. And they throw the ball over his head and out of bounds. So the Pirates turn it over. And that's what Mike Giusti wants, ideally. Pressure, pressure, pressure. Force turnovers on the other teams. But the Irish are having trouble with the turnovers themselves. Trail 14-2, 3:15 to go first quarter. Sean Williams, swing it to Tommy Gregg. In the corner to Joe Solomon. Solomon dribbles to the top of the key, swing it over to Gregg. In the corner it goes to Williams. Williams will dribble to the top. Tempo, tempo, tempo is so important to Mike Giusti's club and what he wants to do. But the zone defense slows down that tempo. Shot missed from the corner by the Irish. Rebound Pirates. Here come the Pirates in the front court. Jenkins finds the open shooter. Coberstein from 15. Won't go. Rebound to Matt Wujek. Wujek gets it quickly to Tommy Gregg. Irish want to run. Pirates hustle back. Get to Wujek on the left wing. He jump stops. He travels. He didn't come to that 2-foot jump stop, and then when he took off, he traveled. That is the third, at least, traveling violation on the Irish. Wujek, Solomon, Crowley, and Williams sit down. Here come the players. Fat Richard, Matt Zimmerman, Wales, Mata back in. On the deck is Wren. He loses it. Wales got it. Head to Mata. Mata behind the defense. Can't get the shot up. He's fouled, though, in the scrum at the other end, as they come flying down there, three white shirts chasing Pick Mata down. They all went into the pad, and the foul's on Grant Jenkins. Vic never really did get the shot up, but that's because he was getting ridden out of bounds. Vic will shoot two free throws. 2:29 to go, first quarter. Vic hits the first free throw, and Mike Giusti says, that a boy, and this is what Mike Giusti wants. Now, ideally, the Irish make this free throw and jump into the press and put the pressure on the Pirates right away. Vic, second free throw. The 5'11 juniors off the iron. For rebound tipped by Wales, controlled by Vic Mata, and we've got a jump ball call. Wow, that was quick as Vic ripped it away from the Pirates. But the possession arrow in favor of DeSales as the Pirates got the opening possession after the Irish couldn't control the tip. Pat Richard inbound to Tommy Gregg. Tommy tries to penetrate the zone, can't do it. Pass right side to Zimmerman. He gets a bounce pass on the right wing to Mata. Mata, swing it to Gregg. Gregg to Pat Richard, deep in the left corner. Looking inside, nobody open, long cross-court pass for Mata. Three on the way, out there, won't go. Rebound by Rourke. The 6'3 junior hands it off to Coberstein, to Beal. To the other Coberstein, that's Ryan, came off the bench, pass inside for Rourke, knocked away by Pat Richard, Pat's got the steal, passed in the front court, bounce pass inside, kicked away by Rourke. Nice job by Pat Richard with the steal. Here come the subs for the Irish, Wujek, Williams, Crowley, Hain in, Wales, Zimmerman, Gregg, and Mata come out. Irish down 14-3. John Gates, a longtime public address announcer for Pomeroy, just says another four guys come in for DeSales. Shot missed from the corner off the inbound by Pat Richard. Scrum for the rebound inside. Travis Hain comes out of there with it. The freshman dumps it out to Pat Richard between the circles, and the Irish will reset. Now Sean Williams got it. He penetrates, kick out to Crowley. Crowley for three, won't go. Rebound, Shea Crowley goes up high for it, kicks it back out to Pat Richard. Nice rebound by Shea Crowley. Inside of Matt Wujek, he jumps and travels, and nice defense by the Pirates as Matt Wujek came to his jump stop, jumped again, came down without shooting it. I thought maybe they'd give him a foul call, but they didn't. Wyatt Kohler, a 6'1 senior, has checked in for the Pirates. Here comes Peel the other way, breaks the pressure, gets it to Rourke. Rourke lays it in. Peel dribbled all the way deep into the paint, just dumps it to Rourke, and the 6'3 Junior went up easily over Travis Hain, who just is at just 5'4", a freshman. 16-3, a minute to go in the first quarter. The Sales just made one field goal in this first quarter. Pass inside to Crowley. Goes up strong. Shot partially blocked. Gets his own rebound. Shea goes up strong again. Shoots it off the top of the backboard. Won't go. Rourke with the rebound. Now to Beal. Beal up court to Coberstein. Coberstein and the official and the ball all meet. This goes out of bounds. It's going to be the Sales basketball. So tough break there for Pomeroy. And so that's one way to run your press. Force them to throw it where the official is. So the Irish get the sixth man assist there as the official ends up deflecting the pass away from Coberstein inadvertently. Here come a fresh group of players for the Sales. Pat Richard comes out until Solomon's in. Actually, just one player. A one-player substitution there. 16-3, the Irish down. Solomon gets in inside to Mata. Mata, eight-footer won't go. Runs down his own rebound. They'll pass out top to Tommy Gregg. Shot clock is not on right now. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. Tommy Gregg drives. Shot won't go. Rourke saves his rebound inbound to Coberstein. Trevor Coberstein dribbles up the right sideline. Picks up his dribble. Now gets it to Jenkins. Jenkins back to Coberstein in front court. Coberstein finds Rourke wide open underneath. He misses a shot as the traffic came late. Nice defense by Nick Wales as he hustled into that play late. Irish get the rebound quickly the other way. Mata with a shot on the baseline. Won't go. Rourke with the rebound. Rourke's fouled. Rourke, a 6'3 junior who can run the floor. We'll see who the foul's on. I think it's going to be on Joe Solomon. Actually, it's on Vic Mata, his first. Two fouls on the Irish, one on Pomeroy. And Rourke and Vingman sit down for the Pirates. And Wren and Jordan Kohler, a big physical-looking 6-foot senior, checks in. Long pass to Wren, but he can't get a shot up. We have the end of the first quarter. Well, the Sales boys having trouble with the offense. Just three first-quarter points. Pomeroy leads it 16-3 after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
For 75 years, Senex lubricants have led the way in providing reliable protection under extreme working conditions. Senex Superlube TMS handles the unique challenges of alternative fuels, including B20 biodiesel. Backed by the best warranty in agriculture, Senex lubricants give you the leading technology to fit the latest equipment practices and designs. The people that rely on heavy-duty equipment rely on Senex heavy-duty lubricants. See Larry Galloway at Walla Walla Farmers Co-op to get yours. Senex, a brand of CHS.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live for the start of the second quarter. Pomeroy inbounds at half court. Wren drives down the right side. Can't hit the shot. Rebound. Beal. He misses. Rebound to Wujek. Wujek gets it to Tommy Gregg, and the Irish will push it into front court. Now up top to Pat Richards. Steps into a three. It's off the iron. Won't go. Rebound. Beal. The Sales just 3 points in that first quarter. Beal to Rourke, the trailer, and he misses the lay-in. Ball loose. Wujek runs it down. The Irish get a break there. Wujek up court to Tommy Gregg. Tommy slows down the dribble. Pomeroy in the zone defense. Kind of a more of a 3-2 look for Pomeroy, really putting pressure now on front. Pass outside to Zimmerman. Matt can't find the handle on it. Wild pass. Matt couldn't get a hold of it. Beal the other way. Gets it to Wren in the corner. Wren on the dribble right to left. Finds Coberstein open underneath, and he lays it in. Trevor Coberstein hiding out on the baseline. The 5'10 senior puts it in. The Pirates are up 18-3. Tommy Gregg, Matt Wujek, Shea Crowley, Pat Richard, and Matt Zimmerman on the floor for the Irish. Pat Richard swings it over to Tommy Gregg. Long shot won't go. Wujek strong for the rebound. Hits the deck. Loses the ball. Tommy Gregg runs it down. Gets it to Pat Richard. The Irish will reset. Pass inside to Shea Crowley. He's fouled by Rourke. Shea does a nice job working the baseline against the zone, and Pat Richard has found him nicely a couple times. In fact, the only field goal for the Sales was off an assist by Pat Richard. They called a foul on that entry pass. It was on Rourke. It was not a shooting foul. Here come the Irish substitutes. Hain, Wales, Mata, and Williams check in. Wales, 5'10" sophomore. They get inbounds. They swing it over to Pat Richard. Pat drives into the lane, jumps it for Wales. Got a whistle on a block foul. Penetration. That's what Pat needs to do. He's not hitting the three, which is one way to bust the zone. So the another way is to penetrate off the dribble. The foul is on Koberstein, his first. Irish inbound it. They swing it to Hayne, to Williams in the corner to Pat Richard. Has it knocked away and stolen by Rourke. Rourke throws a pass cross court, but he hits the side of the backboard and it goes out of bounds. So Rourke turns it over. He got trapped in the corner, went to throw the cross court pass in backcourt and hit the corner of the backboard. Irish forced the turnover with pressure defense. That's Mike Juicy's system. We got a whistle and a foul inside. That's going to be a moving screen on Vic Mata as he was trying to pick off the defender who was after Pat Richard. That's Vic's second foul, third on the Irish, each team with three fouls. 6:25 to go first half. The Sales boys have made just one basket in this ballgame. That by Shea Crowley. Now Vic Mata picks up another foul as he tried to intercept the ball and ran into Koberstein. Well, Vic's going to have to sit down, and Shea Crowley checks in. 5'11 senior, the only basket for DeSales so far. 6:24 to go in the half. Offense, been a huge issue for the Irish boys. They scored four quick ones against Liberty Christian, and then the wheels came off in an 81-31 loss last night. Pat Richard overplays the inbound pass, knocks it out of bounds. Koberstein will try again. His pass tipped away, this time stolen by Richard. Wales got the initial tip. Wales finds Crowley. Crowley travels going to the basket. Nice defense by the Irish, but offense has been the issue. They're getting some deflections and loose balls, but they can't turn them into points. Koberstein and Wren check out for the Pirates. Sean Beal checks in, as does Wyatt Kohler. Coach Brian Kohler found a way to get all of his players in the first quarter as well, as I check my score sheet. Jenkins to Beal. Over to Bingman. Bingman drives, cut off, puts up a five-footer, partially blocked by Wales. Loose ball picked up by Williams. Williams pushes it hard in the front corner, finds Wales on the left wing. His quick pass up top to Pat Richard. Now they'll swing it to Hayne. Hayne for three. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound tipped around. Koberstein's got it. That's Ryan, the 6'1 junior. Gets it to Beal. In front court to Wyatt Kohler. Kohler will hold it up. Now get it to Beal on the right wing. In the right corner it goes to Jenkins. Jenkins pass to Beal. Knocked away. Ball's loose. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by... I haven't pointed yet. Yep. It's going to be Pomeroy basketball. All happened right in front of the DeSales bench. Matt Zimmerman, Tommy Gregg, and Matt Wujek check back in. Wales, Hayne, and Richard sit down. Hayne waiting to sit down as they inbound the ball. Inbound pass stolen by Sean Williams, and he's fouled by Jenkins. Nice defense by Sean Williams. Jenkins' second foul, fourth on the Pirates. The defense and the overall hustle for DeSales boys is excellent right now. The offense is virtually non-existent. The Irish just one field goal here in the first half, trail at 18-3. Pomeroy not doing any better here in the second quarter. Each team with just two Pomeroy's just two second quarter points. Zimmerman gets the ball up top to Crowley. Swing it to Tommy Gregg. The zone defense has created huge problems for the Irish all game long. Crowley fires the three. Won't go. Long rebound comes right back to him. He gets it to Tommy Gregg. Three players come at him. He penetrates, has it knocked away. Loose ball to Beal. Williams off the back. Beal gets it to Bingman. Bingman can't hit the long the running lay-in attempt. Rourke with the rebound. He loses it out of bounds. Tell you what, Bingman was lying up the left side. Got the pass in stride from Beal, but couldn't finish it. Nice pass by Sean Beal. 18-3. A ragged second quarter. Only one basket between the two teams. The Irish of Ash obviously having a tough first half. Zimmerman turns the throw to Gregg, goes right to Koberstein. Koberstein will lay it in. Koberstein read the eyes of Matt Zimmerman, picked the pass off, and scored it. 20-3. Three-pointer on the way by Crowley. Won't go. Koberstein with the rebound. He gets it to his brother Ryan. Ryan's pass in front court to Rourke, or Bingman. Bingman turns and throws it for Rourke. Hits way out of bounds. Well, you know, the pressure is doing what Mike Juicy wants it to do. It's forcing Palmer to do things like that. They're fast breaking and throwing the ball away and not finishing in transition. But the Sales just can't get anything to go in at the offensive end against this Pomeroy zone. 20-3 Pirates, 4:20 to go in the first half. Pat Richards got to put the ball on the deck and go hard to the basket. He's coaching me. He's coming out a little bit. He's holding the ball overhead against home. He gets inside to Nick Wales. Goes right through his hands. Ball's loose on the floor. Beal saves it to Coberstein. Coberstein's fouled by Haynes. Pat Richard is good at surveying and finding those little spots, but you got to be ready to catch that pass because the window of opportunity is very slim, thin in there, and Nick Wales couldn't hang on to the ball. Haynes with the foul. That's his first, fifth on the Irish. 4:09 to go in the first half. The Sales struggling, only 3 points here. Coberstein to Wren. Wren from 15, off the arm won't go. Rebound tipped around. Travis Haynes ends up with it, though. The diminutive 5'4 freshman gets it off to Pat Richard. Pat, hesitation dribble, gets all the way to the rack and puts it up and in, and Pat Richard scores it. Got to have a lot more of that for the Irish. 20-5 Pomeroy. Ryan Coberstein against pressure. Solomon, Wales, and Haynes all chasing. Now to Coberstein, to Coberstein, to Rourke. Rourke lays it in. The pass is too quick for the feet of the Irish. The Pomeroy Pirates, textbook press break. Pass, 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 lay in. Haynes, three-pointer won't go. Rebound Coberstein. Coberstein, that is Trevor. Gets it to Ryan. Ryan Coberstein up the left side in the corner to Rourke. Rourke looks inside, nobody open. Now pass up top, knocked away by Solomon, but Coberstein gets the pass. And now Coberstein and Wales collide. That's a foul on Nick Wales. Nick's second, sixth on the Irish. The Sales down 22-5. 3:13 to go in the first half. Here come Wujek, Zimmerman, Crowley, and Williams back in the game. Wales, Greg, Solomon, and Haynes sit down. Pat Richard will stay out there. In the left corner goes to Wren. And Pat Richard uses that borrowed tennis shoe to try to kick the ball away from Wren. We got timeout on the floor. Brian Kohler's guys are struggling on offense in this quarter, but they're up 22-5 with 3:11 to go in the half. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We got a whistle and a stoppage of play as the Irish knock the inbound pass away after the timeout. Pomeroy will reset. Pomeroy in the home white uniforms with the orange numbers and the black trim. The Irish in the forest green with the gold trim and the white numbers. They trap in the corner on the inbound. They get through it to Rourke, to Wren. Wren puts up a tough one in the lane. Won't go. Rebound battle. Players on the floor. Physical play there. We'll see who the foul's on. They're walking to the DeSales end. And it's on Coberstein, his second, fifth on the Irish. I know the problem for DeSales. Matt Wujek isn't wearing his kryptonite. He's got the more conventional tennis shoes on tonight. Kryptonites, those neon green Nike tennis shoes that his sister Andrea got for him while she was in the marketing department for Nike. Pat Richards pass inside, stolen by Trevor Coberstein. But he is outlet to Rourke, goes off his back, but Coberstein runs it down. 2:35 to go in the first half. Irish down 22-5. Left wing to Ryan Coberstein. He'll fire a quick three. It won't go. Rebound battle inside. Wren and Zimmerman tied up. Nice hustle by Matt Zimmerman, the 5'8 sophomore. But the possession arrow in favor of Pomeroy. And now Pomeroy goes with the three-player substitution. Jenkins and Beal and Thingman all come back in the ballgame. Rourke, those are four starters, and then Wren stays in. Brendan Wren, the 6'2 senior. Matt Zimmerman down in the left corner, just below my vantage point here in the wrestling balcony here in Pomeroy. Williams gets it inside to Crowley. Crowley's shot blocked out of there by Rourke. Back to Williams. Williams loses it. Nate dies on the floor. Green and Beal. And possession arrow in favor of the Sales. Sean Williams just got talked to by the official. He kind of bounced the ball hard out of that possession after it was over. But Sean's 5'7". Now he steals it. Oh, players on the deck. Crowley's got it. Crowley looking inside. Stolen by Rourke on the pass to Wren. Good hustle by both teams. Pomeroy's got the ball back. Anyway, oh, there's a travel. Sean Williams kind of bounced it out of frustration. That official's probably about 6'5", 6'6". Sean's 5'7". So it bounced right up to the official's about shoulder level. So they're laughing about it now. Well, the official's laughing. Sean's not. Not much to smile about for Sean. He's a competitor. The Irish are down 22-5. Joe Solomon is in the game now as Hayne, Wales, Tommy Gregg, and there Sean Williams has stayed in. Tommy Gregg gets in the corner to Sean Williams. Now off top it goes to Joe Solomon. Swing it to Gregg. Gregg for three. Off the iron won't go. Rebound tipped around. Controlled by Jenkins. Jenkins to Beal. Beal up court to Thingman. Thingman with Joe Solomon. Pushed him into the corner. Nice defense by Solomon. Forces Thingman to pick up his dribble. Coberstein's got it. Now to Beal. Ragged right now. Beal has it knocked away. Gets it back. Finds Wren wide open. He lays it in. That possession was in doubt everywhere they threw it. But the Sales got so intent on chasing the ball, they forgot about Brandon Wren, who's left open for the lay-in. Ball knocked away from Wales. Wren's got it. 24-5 Pomeroy. Down inside a minute to go. First half. Long pass up court. Wren for Rourke. And here comes the substitution. Fill that up for me. I just threw my water bottle down to Tim Duncan so he could fill it up for me. And he's gonna. Tim Burt, the athletic director for Pomeroy, gives me a playful dirty look. He's a good guy. What's up? What's that guy doing throwing the ball around? Water bottles at us. Well, we got a foul on Matt Zimmerman with 41 seconds left. That's gonna put the Irish over the limit. And with 41 seconds, Trevor Coberstein will be at the free throw line. Pomeroy has outscored the Irish 8-2 in this quarter after outscoring them 16-3 in the first quarter. Coberstein hits the front end of the 1-1. Trevor's got 5 in the quarter, 6 for the game, and just 2 made baskets for the Irish as the Pomeroy zone defense has completely throttled the Irish offense. Coberstein's second one won't go. Wujek with the rebound. His outlet stolen by Coberstein. He saves it to nobody. He threw it back onto the court. Well, actually, I wouldn't say nobody. Steve Bewley over there in between the bleacher areas, the walkway out into the lobby. Corral, but Steve Bewley is the parent of Alex Bewley, a freshman on the girls' club. To pass the corner to Pat Richards. Pat lobs it over Sean Williams. He drives baseline and bounces it off his foot. It's gone from bad to worse this weekend for the Irish boys. Down 25-5 with 25 seconds left in the first quarter and another turnover. Coberstein gets it to Rourke. DeSales continues to work hard in the press. They throw it over the top to Thingman. Thingman will lob it into the right corner to Coberstein. Now to Rourke at the elbow right side up top to Coberstein. He drives baseline, finds Rourke in the middle. 6'3 senior dumps it for Beal. He loses it, gets it back out to Thingman. 6 seconds out to Coberstein. 3 on the way. Won't go. Rourke with the offensive rebound. Put back and scores it at the end of the first half. 27-5. Pomeroy runs into their locker room, fired up. The Irish boys trying to keep their heads up as they head to their locker room after scoring just 5 points in the first half. A rough half for the DeSales boys. Down 27-5. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves Incorporated. If you read the newspaper or see the empty buildings, you know there is a lot of turmoil in the local automotive scene. Whether you are from Milton Freewater, Walla Walla, or beyond, you can count on us to be your source for quality service, parts, body shop, new and used vehicle sales, and medium-duty farm trucks. For nearly 60 years in Walla Walla, where reputation means everything. Dale Graves Incorporated, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
A lot of people who don't own a pet want to, but before you share your house with a cat or dog, ask yourself if you have time for a pet. The American Animal Hospital Association says cats need 30 to 60 minutes of your time per day. Dogs need more than an hour per day on average. Pet ownership is a serious bond requiring the time and energy to feed, clean, handle, train, exercise, and take your pet to the veterinarian regularly. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Hey, if a drapery cleaning is in your plans, call Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 529-0662. Walla Walla's drapery cleaning experts for generations now, Stewart's has the most technologically advanced dry cleaning equipment in southeastern Washington, and they'll pick up and deliver your drapes for you. How could it be any easier? Frank, Michael, and Gerald Lyons of Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are pleased to be sponsoring this broadcast of Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we're back live here at Pomeroy High School, and I usually do this. Well, I do the scoring summary on our first break back at the half, and not much to talk about. The Irish boys down 16-3 after one quarter. Shea Crowley, the only field goal of the first quarter. Well, you wouldn't think the Irish could get worse offensively, but they did. They scored just 2 points on a Pat Richard lay-in in the second quarter. DeSales is down 27-5 at the half, outscored 16-3 in the first quarter, outscored 11-2 in the second quarter. Just a rough first half for Mike Ducey's guys. They'll try to get something figured out. Well, the Irish girls got it figured out. And last night, gave up 59 points. Tim Duncan was very straightforward with his girls about what they had to do to get better on defense. And if they did tonight, they hold the Lady Pomeroy Pirates to just 26 points, and we'll be visiting with Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Ever since the Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, abortion has been a scourge on our land. Giving voice to the silent, let us pray together, Psalm 139.
O Lord, you have examined my heart and you know everything about me. You know when I sit and when I stand. When far away, you know my every thought. You chart the path ahead of me and tell me when to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know what I'm going to say before I even say it. You both precede and follow me. You put your hand of blessing on my head. This is too glorious and too wonderful to even believe. I can never get lost from your spirit. I can never get away from my God. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there. If I ride the morning winds to the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me. Your strength will support me. If I try to hide in the darkness, the night becomes light all around me, for even darkness cannot hide from God. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and night are both alike to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit them together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. It's amazing to think about. Your workmanship is marvelous, and how well I know it. You were there while I was being formed in utter seclusion. You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life, before I even began to breathe. Every day was recorded in your book. How precious it is, Lord, to realize that you are thinking about me constantly. I can't count how many times a day your thoughts turn towards me. And when I awake in the morning, you are still thinking of me. Oh, surely you will slay the wicked Lord away, bloodthirsty men. Be gone. They blaspheme your name and stand in arrogance against you. How silly can they be? Oh, Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I be grieved with them? Yes, I will hate them, for your enemies are my enemies too. Search me, O God, know my heart, test my thoughts. Point out anything that you find in me that makes you sad, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Amen.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Now we're back live at Pomeroy High School. The Irish boys having a rough night. Points have been hard to come by. They're down 27-5, and with me right now is Irish girls head coach, and you guys made it very hard for Pomeroy's girls to get their points, 26 points to hold them to and win it 40-26. I know last night was rough, the 59-37 loss. Defense has been a concern for you all season long. Coach Duncan, you start the second half of the season and up here tonight, and good effort.
It was a good effort defensively. This was by far and away our best effort defensively. And, you know, the one thing we talked about is the effort on defense hasn't been good. And I talked to him this morning, and I talked to him again before the game. You know what, if you make a mistake defensively, if you're going 100%, you can cover up the mistake sometimes. But if you make a mistake and you're only going 75%, then you made two mistakes. And the biggest thing is you're not going to be fundamentally correct all the time. You're not going to have you in position all the time on the team defensive end of things. But if you're playing 100%, you may be able to make up for not being in position.
Play hard regardless.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, they did that tonight. They held them to 26 points. Offense was a bit of a struggle. Caitlin got it going. But the nice thing was there were 7 or 8 different girls who scored.
Right.
Score a lot, but you got a lot of girls involved.
Yeah, and we had a couple, one girl that really stepped up for us, I thought, was Stephanie Farrell. She's starting to shoot better. She's coming on and keeps coming on. And, she's starting to understand how to slow the game down. You know, she likes to play that game at an awfully fast pace and gets herself out of control. She's starting to slow it down. She's starting to understand it a little bit better. She keeps working on her shooting, keeps consistently knocking shots down for us. She's going to see more time. I thought Jamie Medeiros really rebounded really well tonight. I thought she came back and had a really good game for us. She did some things last night that were a little bit out of character even for Jamie. But, and I thought Aaron Juicy played extremely well. But I thought our kids, overall, I thought it was a tremendous effort by our team.
Yeah, good way to end a busy weekend, and
right.
It gets busier. You have Mack High on Tuesday,
yes.
And then a really very important district game against Waitsburg on Friday.
Yes.
Talk briefly about the week's preparation.
Well, Monday, we're going to watch videotape of the Waitsburg game before practice. We have a long, it's a day off for school, so
right.
We've got some time we can spend with the kids. So we're going to watch that videotape on Monday. Look at some things that we can start working on Wednesday. Then we're going to do some shooting and work on some fundamental defensive stuff and just briefly touch the offensive stuff before the Mack High game. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to really get geared up for some things look at some things that we know will work against Waitsburg zone. We saw there's some things on the videotape our kids are going to see. We're going to work on shooting a lot this week, get our confidence back shooting the ball, and we're going to be raring to go.
Go for it. Waitsburg beat us in overtime last Friday. Try to return the favor in a big way next Friday.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, Derek Queen, player of the game.
Great game, Stephanie Farrell.
Stephanie Farrell hit
yeah.
a couple threes
yeah.
and played fast
yeah.
tonight. All right, Coach Duncan, we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan, always very gracious in visiting us at the halftime of the boys' game. His girls win it 40-26. Their record is 8-3 as they start the second half of the season with a win. So the Irish boys just got to find a way to get some points on the board, get something positive going down 27-5 at the half. We'll be right back with the start of the second half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
This is Tom Moran, president of Community Bank, and I'm inviting you into a different kind of bank.
One of the things you'll notice right away is that you're treated as a friend, not a number. Community Bank has grown in stature over the last 50 years because of their commitment to sincere personal service. You can be sure you'll be treated like a friend.
Community Bank, local money working for local people.
Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, they shortened up the final minute of that warm-up time, and they're ready to go, and they've actually already started. The Irish turn it over on their first possession. The Pirates miss. The Irish get a rebound coming the other way, and Matt Wujek picked up an offensive foul, and we're up to speed here in the third quarter. Ball goes out of bounds right under my vantage point. Pomeroy will work offensively directly below me. In front of their bench, the Irish will work offensively in front of theirs. Pat inbound pass, stolen by Tommy Gray. Gets it to Pat Richards, who can't find the handle. Jenkins has got it. Jenkins lays it in. Just the way the Irish night's gone. Tommy Gray with the great steal and the save. Pat Richards can't find the handle on the pass, and Koberstein scores it, and the Irish are up down now 29-5. Shot missed inside by the Irish. Matt Zimmerman with the rebound. He can't hit the putback. He gets another offensive rebound and kicks it out to Tommy Gray. Gets it to Wujek. Wujek drives in, can't the shot, gets it back, puts it up and in. Good effort by Matt Wujek, his first score of the game. Irish down 29-7. 6:49 to go in the third quarter. Koberstein in the right corner to Stingman. Stingman has it slapped away by Crowley. And I think fouled by Crowley. Shea Crowley, Tommy Gregg, Matt Wujek, Matt Zimmerman, and Pat Richard in the ball game here to start the second half, but not for long as four green shirts are at the scorer's table ready to come in. That's Sean Williams, Nick Wales, Zick Mata, and Travis Hain will walk in. And Pat Richard will stay on the floor. The rest of the Irish will sit down. The public address announcer, John Gates, who's been here for so long, when he sees all those players go in, instead of calling their names, he goes, here come four more for the Irish. Pomeroy inbounds it and misses the shot close in, rebound to Sales. Here come the Irish the other way. Pomeroy hustles back into that zone defense, and the Irish will slow it down. They swing it to Motto, fire the three, won't go, rebound Williams. Williams penetrates and scores it. The Irish attacking the offensive boards. They've hit two field goals, which equals their first half output, both on offense, rebound, putback. And that's one way to get yourself going, is just attack the glass and get those offensive rebounds. Koberstein the other way in the lane. He hits Pat Richard. Richard falls with the deck. Ball's loose. Mata's got it. No call. A lot of contact. Williams has got it in the front court. Gets inside to Pat Richard. Pat splits the defense. Shot blocked by Rourke. Foul by Rourke. Okay, so the zone defense of the Pirates has created a lot of issues for DeSales, but they've done two things right away here in the third quarter that are working for Mike Giusti's guys. They're attacking the boards because it's harder to block out against when you're playing zone, and they've got two rebound putbacks. Now they put Pat Richard in the low post. They got him the ball, and he draws a foul on Rourke inside. Pat will shoot free throws. His first one rolls around and falls away. Pat has really struggled offensively this weekend. Just 5 points against Liberty Christian, only two points tonight. 29-9 to Sales. Trying to get into double digits here in the second half, and Pat misses them both. 1 for 4 are the Irish from the line. DeSales girls struggle from the line as well. Hit just 4 of 18. Got a whistle and a foul as Pat Richards steals at the half court. He and Jenkins collide. It's going to be a foul on Jenkins. That's Jenkins' third. Vic Mata has 3 for DeSales. Trevor Koberstein has 2, and Nick Wales has 2. 29-9, DeSales down by 20, 5:43 to go, third quarter. Travis Hain to Williams. Williams penetrates to the elbow right side, kick out to Hain. Jenkins on Hain, up top to Williams. Now that Pat Richard at the elbow on the left. He splits the defense, leans into one and scores it. Pat Richard getting it going a little bit. 29-11. Pass up court to Thingman. He loses the handle. Fabrics has got a head to Hayne. Hayne behind the defense. Can't chase it down. Saves it from going out of bounds. Travis just couldn't quite get enough speed going to catch up with that pass. The Pirates come the other way with a lay-in from Sean Beal. 31-11. Sean Williams in the front court. Swing it to Hayne. Hayne for three. Off the air. Won't go. Rebound. Rourke. Rourke's pass out front to Jenkins. Jenkins will lay it in. Williams went for the steal on the pass at half court, and he missed, and that left Jenkins wide open for the lay-in. The 6-1 senior's first points in the game, 33-11 Pomeroy. Well, the Irish are even with the Pirates here in this third quarter. Each team has scored six. They get the elbow to Pat Richard, puts the ball on the deck, cut off, kicks it out to Williams, out of Hayne to Williams. Pat Richard still working inside for position. Williams penetrates, kicks it out to Mata. Mata drives to the right side. We've got a collision and an offensive foul on Vic Mata. Trying to decipher exactly what the scheme is for DeSales right now. As Vic Mata is slow getting up. He hit the floor pretty hard, harder than I thought, I guess. That he's shaking his head. He hit it pretty hard. Nobody's really giving him much attention over there. He'll shake it off. They pass over the top to Wren on the inbound. Wren, Wyatt Kohler's got it. He's checked in for the Pirates. Now to Koberstein. Koberstein on the dribble drive. He has it knocked away, but a foul's called on the reach-in. Shea Crowley picks up the foul. Shea's second, fourth on the Irish. 4:13 to go, third quarter. The Pirates have tripled the score on the Irish. 33-11 our score. Koberstein travels. They got it to him on the left wing, and then he decided to step into a three, but he took two steps. Easy call for the official there. Ragged start to the second half. It's been a ragged game, really, since the first quarter. The Pirates looked pretty solid, scoring 16 first-quarter points. But each team scored six here in the third quarter. Got a whistle and traveling call on Shea Crowley as he went to pass it to Tommy Gregg, and Koberstein stepped into the passing lane. Shea kind of shuffled the pivot feet there. Pass into front court. Rourke loses it, gets it back. Right below my vantage point. Gets it to Koberstein in the lane. He'll lay it over the front lip. Misses it. Wren with the rebound. He misses. Wujek with the rebound. Outlet to Tommy Gregg. Tommy pushes hard the other way. Gets it to Williams. Lets one player fly by. Then has his shot blocked by Rourke. Rourke. Blocked shot picked up by Wyatt Kohler. Up front to Rourke. Rourke will lay it in. Rourke kind of did it all there. He blocked the shot, ran the floor, scored it. He's got 12 points to lead all scores. 35-11 Pomeroy. Timeout, Mike Ducey and the Irish. Felt the sales of scoring. They've got 6 points in the quarter, but they still trail by 24. 3:27 to go in the third quarter. Irish down 35-11 when we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
Do you need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on sizes available. That's 520-1467. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
Well, the Irish boys, I guess there's kind of no way to go but up after being down 27-5 at the half. Pat Richard, Sean Williams, and Matt Wujek have each scored in this quarter. The Irish have hit the offensive boards. They have the ball now working in the half-court offense. Wren rips it away from Pat Richard. Ball's loose. Ball's on the deck. Three players on the floor. Now they call a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Pomeroy. Very ragged on both sides here in the third quarter. Just kind of a strange ball game. I mean, the sales is 3 points in the second quarter, two in the, and Pat Richard who's very frustrated tonight, goes for the steal on the inbound, and he slams right into Rourke. Pat's a competitor, and he's frustrated with himself, but I think he's just frustrated with the situation overall. Team down 35-11. Ryan Coberstein ahead to Wyatt Kohler, to Wren. Wren splits the defense, goes up strong, can't hit the shot. Rebound tipped around, Vicmata's got it. Vicmata, outlet pass for Zimmerman. He didn't see it, but Tommy Gregg's right there to pick it up. The Irish got a break there. Gregg, long cross-court pass to Vicmata. Good to see him back in there after hitting his head hard. Swing it to Pat Richard for three. He's got it. Pat Richard getting going a little bit. The six-foot senior has five in the quarter, seven for the game. Ran on the drive down to Rourke. Rourke fouled hard at the basket by Mata. Well, that's going to be it for Vicmata. Vicmata fouls out with 1 point, with 2:41 to go in the third quarter. And here come four players, five if you count Vic leaving. Actually, Vic's one of the four that leave. So Sean Williams, Matt Wujek, Travis Hayne, Shea Crowley come in. Pat Richards stays out there. Pat just looks over at the bench. This wholesale substitution usually doesn't include Pat. He's the one guy that ends up out there all the time. He's getting kind of tired, I think. Rourke misses the first free throw. He misses them both. Rebound foul. Shea Crowley had a nice block out, and the foul's going to be called on Justin Bingman. And Pomeroy will just walk the other way, set up in their 2-3 zone. So they've been camped in throughout this game, and it's worked well. The Irish have struggled offensively. Travis Hayne fires a deep three. It won't go. Jenkins with the rebound. Jenkins gets it to Beal. Pass in the front court, stolen by Pat Richard, but he can't save it. Pat went three rows up into the bleachers. Good hustle by Pat. 2:26 to go, third quarter. Sean Beal, the 5'11 junior, will inbound it for the Pirates. A mixture of juniors and seniors on the Pirate roster. For Brian Kohler's squad, who came in with a 5-6 record. But they are 2-0 in the North Division of the 2B classification. Rourke misses a shot, rebound Pat Richard. Pat will run it the other way in the corner to Hayne. Hayne will fire the three, it's off the iron. Loose ball run down by Shea Crowley. Shea gets it up top to Williams. Swing it to Hayne, now over to Shea Crowley. Shea will dribble it into the right corner. Pass up top goes to Hayne. Swing it to Williams. Williams gets it in the lane to Pat Richard. Turns, shoots the right-hand shot, won't go. Kicks his own rebound. Beal's got the loose ball though. Beal ahead to Rourke. Rourke loses it, picked up by Jordan Kohler. Kohler, wild pass for Beal out of bounds into the Pomeroy bench. Pomeroy turns it over. Now, I don't like to editorialize too much, but this is not good basketball. That's all there is to it. It's just ragged stuff at both ends. The effort level by both teams, high school players are playing hard, but it's just not good ball. A lot of turnovers on both sides. Hayne fires a three. It won't go. Ball's loose on the floor. Kohler and two DeSales players tied up. And that is Jordan Kohler. He's a six-footer. He goes about 240. He's getting down there after the ball. Joe Solomon and Tommy Gregg check in for Shea Crowley and Travis Hayne. Coach Giusti tells his young freshman, just keep shooting. The Irish got to find somebody who can hit the three against his zone. Pat Richards hit one. He'll fire this one from the corner. In and out. Stays out. Rourke with the rebound. The sails just a big-time lid on the basket here. 1:12 to go, third quarter. The Irish jump 35-14. But they have scored nine in this quarter after scoring just five the whole first half, and Pomeroy throws it away. It's one of those games where the Sales obviously can't score the ball, and Pomeroy in the second half can't get out of their own way. They've committed a lot of turnovers. Irish have actually outscored the Pirates 9-8 here in the third. Williams, pass up top to Tommy Gregg. The pace has been mostly half court, and Mike Giusti wants it up and down the floor constantly to have his system work the way he wants it to, but the zone defense has just made it very slow pace. They pass it inside to Wujek, knocked away by the Pirates. Out of bounds, last touch by Pomeroy over on the sideline. The Irish will inbound it with 13 on the shot clock. Shot clock in effect for boys basketball in the state of Washington for the first time this year. Williams drives in, loses it off his leg. Coberstein has a loose ball. Gets it up to Beal. Beal running away in attempt, too strong. Wren follows with the shot. It won't go. Wujek with the rebound. Wujek gets it to Tommy Gregg. He surveys the floor. Pirates hustle back. Tommy splits the defense, kicks it in the corner to Pat Richard. Richard drives baseline, cut off, spins the basket, lays it in. Pass got 7 in the quarter. Irish down 35-16. And Bingman throws a wild pass inside and out of bounds. I think it's fair to say Pomeroy has more turnovers in this third quarter than they do points. The Irish trying to take advantage. Pat Richard has 7 points of his own. The Irish have scored 11 in the quarter, down 35-16. 3 seconds to go in the quarter. They swing it to Pat Richard. He'll try to get the three up. Won't be able to do it. The Irish and the radio announcer not aware that the clock was running down to 0. But a good third quarter for the Irish. The Sales boys trail it now 35-16. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSF.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we start the fourth quarter here from Palmer in this boys' contest. The Sales trying to get some respect back after scoring just 5 points in the first half. They outscore Pomeroy 11-8 in the third quarter, trail it 35-16. A 19-point deficit. Beal drives baseline, ball's loose, tried to save his Coberstein, but goes right to Wujek, to Tommy Gregg. Tommy drives the other way, running left-hander, he lays it in. Tommy Gregg's first bucket. That was an athletic-looking play. The Irish getting it going now. They're down by 17, and stranger things have happened. Swing it down to Bingman, and he lays it in. Bingman scored 6 points in the first quarter, just like that. Hadn't scored since then, but the Pirates score out the Irish made basket. 3 quick passes, and they get a lay-in. Pat Richard, air ball 3 from the corner, run down by Williams. His shot won't go. Rourke with the rebound. Sean Williams, Tommy Gregg, Matt Wujek, Pat Richard, and Joe Solomon on the floor for the Sales, and then Beal loses the dribble. Williams kind of took a swipe at it at half court, but Beal dribbled it away from him, and then the next bounce was the one that got Sean in trouble. He just kind of bounced it out of bounds with that insult to injury. It was right to his coach, Brian Kohler. So another Pomeroy turnover. And now the Sales turnover. Tommy Gregg picks up his dribble, stepped to his right, decided not to throw it, drug his pivot foot. Irish turn it over. Pomeroy inbound in front of the DeSales bench as the teams trade unforced turnovers. Irish continue to press. Coberstein in backcourt. Knocked away by Crowley. Coberstein gets it back, has it knocked out of bounds by Williams, and Mike Juicy loves the hustle as he gets up off the Irish bench. Shot clock down to 27. That means it's taken the Pirates 8 seconds, and they still haven't got it across half court. Beal double team, picks up his dribble, gets it front court to Coberstein. Coberstein drives the lane, gets it to Rourke. Rourke goes up strong, he scores. He's fouled by Pat Richard. Rourke leads all scorers with 14 points. He's a 6'3 junior. He's scored in every quarter. Pat's second foul, 6th on the Irish. So they'll be over the limit on the next foul. Rourke is 0 for 2 at the line, hits that free throw though. 15 points for Justin Rourke. 40-18 Pomeroy. Crowley on the right baseline goes up strong. Shot won't go. Rebound Rourke. Got a whistle and a foul as Crowley tried to slap it away from him. Kind of a frustration foul as Shea didn't finish that drive the way he'd hoped. And that is the seventh foul in the Irish. So we'll walk the other way with 6:26 to go in the ballgame. And Pomeroy will shoot free throws on every Irish foul from here on out. Rourke, who just hit that free throw to complete the three-point play a moment ago, will shoot the front end of the one-on-one. Got the black high tops with the orange toes and orange up the tongue and orange shoelaces, black and orange. Rourke hits the first free throw. Remember the Knights of Columbus free throw shooting contest on January 30th at DeSales? I think it's the 30th. I'm going to look at my notes. Yes. Boys and girls ages 10 to 13, 10 to 14. At the sales, 9 to 1 p.m., 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a free contest. Good family fun. Rourke missed the shot. On the rebound, there was a foul on the Pirates. That was on Ryan Coberstein. The Irish are in the front court now. In the lane, they get to Pat Richards. Shot up off the glass. Won't go. Rebound, Coberstein. Ryan Coberstein's outlet pass knocked out of bounds by Nick Whale. 41-18, Pirates. And Wales came in for Crowley. Or Wujek. Wujek came in for Crowley, excuse me, in the corner to Jenkins. Jenkins to Beal. Beal's pass knocked away by Williams, goes to the right to Trevor Coberstein. Trevor dribbles on the left side, pass in the corner to Rourke. Rourke right below me, trapped in the corner, finds Beal slicing to the basket, and Beal lays it in. A good offensive basketball player knows that when he's double-teamed, he shouldn't panic because somebody's got to be open. Beal was the man. Rourke found him for the lay-in, 43-18. Pomeroy, and a ball knocked out of bounds. The Irish bring it up court, so right at half court, the Sales will inbound it. Pat Richard gets it in to Sean Williams. Sean will pass right wing now to Tommy Gregg. Pass inside to Pat Richard. Splits the defense, lays it up and in. Nice assist by Tommy Gregg. Nice move in the middle by Pat Richard. Pass in double figures with 11. 43-20. 5:29 to go in the game. Long pass up court goes right through Rand's hands, but run down by Wyatt Kohler. Good hustle. Kohler gets it back, shoots an 18-footer, won't go. Rebound, Pat Richards. Nice rebound inside. Gets away from Jenkins. Gets it out to Tommy Gregg. Good hustle by Pat Richards. Tommy Gregg will push it into front court. Splits the defense. Scoop to the hoop. Loses the ball. Wyatt Kohler has it. Trevor Coberstein's got it now as he'll bring it into front court. 5 minutes left. Now pass over to Jenkins. Wales chasing Jenkins. Jenkins. Little dump pass into Rourke. He loses the handle. Wyatt Kohler takes the shot. Can't hit it. Rebound Williams. Sean wants to push it. He's at half court. Coberstein on him. Sean reverses his dribble. Swing it over to Pat Richard. Pat will try to drive through the middle. Cut off by Coberstein. Now double team by Wren. Kick out top to Williams. Williams finds Wujek on the baseline. Kohler and Wujek goes strong into the hoop and lays it in. That and timeout. Mike Giusti, Matt Wujek, nice drive to the basket. 43-22, 4:35 to go in the ballgame. Irish down by 21 when we come back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious.
And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got. As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses. It's then served piping hot.
So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mamma mia! Fazari's Finest and Fazari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Fazari's Finest in Clarkston, and it's, I can almost smell it from Pomeroy here about half an hour away. And we don't play a Soton, this year. Well, we play on the next Saturday at home. We don't go to a Soton during basketball, so maybe we'll just have to take a trip to, just for fun to Clarkston. We're awful close right now. And Pomeroy throws it away as they bring it up court. Coberstein went flying out of bounds into the Pomeroy cheering section. 43-22. Wales inside to Pat Richard. Tries to dump it down to Wujek. Too high and out of bounds. Good idea, not good execution. Pat Richard at the high post. Wujek at the low post. I like the idea. that Pat's passed a little too high for Matt Wujek. Kohler. Matt kind of jumped too early, too. He was coming down when the ball was right over his head. So, mistimed. Up top, the Cobras team. Palmer working offensively below my vantage point. Glork inside to Jenkins. Jenkins spins around Tommy Greg. Powers it up. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped out. Greg's got it. Ahead to Nick Wales. Behind the back. Nick Wales will lay it up with the left hand. The Irish have 8 points in the quarter. 19 in the second half. But only 5 in that first half. And the Pirates fast break it. I look down to write down the score. Pass, pass, pass. Lay-in by Rourke. And we've got a whistle and a turnover as Sean Williams got the ball on his hip and double dribbled. 45-24. You got a frustrated bunch of the sales players out there right now, and not many fans for the Irish. The Irish, most of the Irish girls, parents, and players have headed back to Walla Walla. 3:30 to go. They get down low to Kohler. That's the big guy, Jordan. He missed the shot. Crowley with the rebound. Ahead to Williams. Williams will push it to the top of the key. So we've got the free throw shoot on January 30th, sponsored by the Knights of Columbus. We've got the life walk on the 24th. That's a week from Sunday. And we've got the Waitsburg basketball game Friday night. The benefit for Marshall Donnelly. There's the three great things to participate in over the next couple weeks. We got players flying all over the place. No change in the score, though. Inside to Wren, and Wren misses again. Wren gets it back, puts it up, and it won't go, but he's fouled there. Brendan Wren, a 6'2 senior, he's had a ton of chances inside. He just cannot get a basket to go. Now he'll get a chance at the free throw line. Fouls on Wujek, his second. 9 fouls on the sales here in the second half. Brendan Wren, who has 2 points, hits the first free throw. Now he struggles from the lay-in area, but he hits the 15-footer with nobody bugging him. He'll get his second charity's chance here, and it's off the mark. Rebound, Matt Wujek. Outlets it to Williams. Williams will get it between the circles. Goes between the leg with the dribbles. Now right side to Tommy Gray. Zone defense all game long by the Pirates, and it's really made it rough on the Irish. Wujek goes with left, spins back to his right, puts the ball up and in. Matt Wujek, nice move. 46-26 Pomeroy. Long pass up court for Wren. Loser goes right to Kohler. Kohler can't hit the shot. And the crowd just loves seeing these reserve players get chances to score. Tommy Greg, right, left, scoop with the right hand, but it won't go. Wyatt Kohler is fouled, pushed out. But Tommy Greg, he's exploded up the right side, showed the ball to his right, dipped to his left, went back to his right, and almost got it to go. It's a nice-looking move. He just couldn't finish. And we have a foul on Pat Richard, and that's the 10th foul on DeSales. Now Wyatt Kohler, another Pomeroy reserve, will get a chance to get in the books. And his first free throw is off the mark, but that was the 10th foul on DeSales, so they'll get 2 shots on every attempt. Sean Beal comes out, and Ryan Koberstein checks in. Jenkins, the only starter still out on the floor for Pomeroy's coach, Brian Kohler. Wyatt Kohler hits the second one. 47-26, Pomeroy. Pat Richard looks over the defense, shoots a long three, but it's way too long. Matt Wujek saves it from going out of bounds. Gets it to Tommy Gray. Good hustle by Matt Wujek. Now to Williams. Over to Pat Richard inside to top. To Matt Wujek, he loses a handle, and it goes ahead to Jenkins on the loose ball. Jenkins double team, shoots over the double team, won't go. Rebound, Koberstein. Can't the shot, rebound, Pat Richard. Pat Richard will push it up the right side. Koberstein tried to steal it from behind, can't do it. Pat Richard dribbles in the right corner. He loses it out of bounds. Jenkins just tripped, fell right on the back of Pat Richard's legs and knocked him off balance. So no intent there, but Jenkins just tripped over himself and fell into Pat Richard. That's 4 fouls on Jenkins. 5 fouls on Pomeroy. Jenkins will sit down, so now all of Pomeroy's, well, actually, they only have 9 players on their roster, so Bingman will check back in. Tommy Gray gets it to Pat Richard inside, tries to dump it down low to Wujek. He'll save it from going out of bounds to Shea Crowley. Shea shoots an air ball, falls loose. Pat Richard's got it. He's fouled, go to the line. The sales just is depth. It's all kinds of possibilities. Maybe the depth perception here in Palmer's gym, but they just have had some ugly shots tonight. That foul was on Ryan Coberstein, his second, and Pat Richard will shoot two at the free throw line. Pat has had a good second half. He hits that free throw. Pat's got 12 points now, 10 in the second half. The Irish scored 11 here in the fourth quarter. They're now 12-11 in the fourth quarter. Pat's second free throw off the mark. Ran and Wujek fight for the rebound. It goes off Wujek and out of bounds. But the five-point first half, obviously the major issue for the Irish tonight. Down 16-3 after one quarter, down 27-5 at the half. Wyatt Kohler at half court throws a wild pass up court to Jordan Kohler. Lots of Kohlers on the rosters of both the girls and boys teams. Ball knocked out of bounds by DeSales. 1:20 to go in the game, 47-27 Pomeroy. Wyatt Kohler will look to inbound it. In the corner to Ryan Coberstein for three. Out down, won't go. Rebound by Wren. Wren tries to bounce it into Kohler. Out of bounds. They say last touch by DeSales. Pat Richards said, I can hear him. He's right below me because basically Palmer just passed it out of bounds. He goes, oh, they just passed it out of bounds all by themselves with the official. Said, no, that's not what happened. Ryan Coberstein gets the pass off the inbound, drives to the basket and banks it in. 49-27. Williams goes strong the other way. Collision under the basket. Ball goes out of bounds. No foul call. Well, nope, they're not going to call a foul as Sean Williams and Jordan Kohler hit the deck. Irish inbound it to Prowley. Swing it up to Williams. Pass the corner to Pat Richard. Richard will fire the three. It's an air ball. Wyatt Kohler tries to save from going out of bounds. He will to Dingman. Dingman to Wren. Wren will dribble it in the front court. He's normally a post player, but shows some good ball handling skills. Gives it to Wyatt Kohler. Kohler drives in, kick out to Wren. Wren from 18 feet straight away. Out there, won't go. Rebound tip. Williams has got it. Williams will push it into the front court to the right side. Surveys the defense. We're inside a minute. 36 seconds to go on this one. Swing it to Tommy Gregg. His three-point attempt blocked by Bigman and controlled by Kohler to Ryan Coberstein. Final 25 seconds. Coberstein will drive in strong. Hits the shot, but he ran over Williams to do it. And that will be a grit chart point for Sean Williams. Mike Giusti trying to emphasize the hustle and the all-out effort. He has a chart called the grit chart. You get a star for a variety of things, and one of them is drawing a charge. So Sean Williams earns the grit point. Coberstein picks up his third foul. Unfortunately, the stars on the grit chart don't equate to points on the scoreboard. The Irish only 27 points tonight. Pat Richard misses a shot inside. It's loose ball picked up by Bingman. Bingman's pass to the Coberstein stolen by Pat Richard. Pat will lay it in. You know, the Irish pressing right to the end, but they'll lose it 49-29. So a rough weekend of basketball for DeSales. They scored 31 last night, just 29 tonight. The Pomeroy boys win it 49-29. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Strong technical resources and sound advice can be the difference between success and failure in achieving your business goals. At LeMaster and Daniels, we strive to be more than just the people you call in a panic at tax time. We want to be your partner in helping you succeed. LeMaster and Daniels, building relationships to help you build your future. We would like to take this opportunity to wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
There are more than a dozen auto parts stores in the Walla Walla Valley now. NAPA Auto Parts is a cut above the rest. Recently named the best of the best in auto parts, NAPA's ASC-certified parts professionals have more than 350 years of combined experience. NAPA mixes custom auto paint, builds hydraulic hoses, and specializes in auto, light truck, farm, heavy-duty truck, and small-engine auto parts. And NAPA's two stores on South 9th and East Isaacs are the only locally owned full-service auto parts stores left in Walla Walla. Open 7 days a week at both locations, NAPA Auto Parts. Go Irish.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live at Pomeroy High School, and the Pomeroy boys defeat the Irish boys 49-29, so the Irish teams get a split in this District 9 crossover game between District 9 South DeSales and District 9 North Pomeroy. The Irish girls win it with good defense, 40-26, and the Irish boys, a victim of good defense by Pomeroy and a variety of other problems. The Irish boys scored just 5 points in the first half and lose 49-29. So the two teams that lost tonight, the Pomeroy girls and the DeSales boys, really have a hard time scoring the basketball. The Irish were down 16-3 after 8 minutes, and it was essentially over. Pomeroy attacked in transition. Justin Dingman and Justin Rourke each scored 6 points in the first quarter on transition buckets off the press, against the press. Pomeroy kept it going, though they struggled a bit in the second quarter, scoring 11 points with DeSales. Just one basket, Pat Richard laying against the zone for the only 2 points. The Irish had just 5 points at the half. So DeSales down 27-5 at the half. The good news is the Irish outscored the Pirates 11-8 in the third quarter and are outscored just 14-13 in the fourth quarter. So if you're looking for the silver lining, the Irish outscore the Pirates 24-22 in the second half. But they lose the game 49-29. The Sales boys fall to 2-9 on the season. They'll play Mack High on Tuesday, girls at 6, boys at 7:30, and then Waitsburg on Friday. Remember that, the Marshall Donnelly benefit evening. All concession proceeds go to the Marshall Donnelly Fund. And then Saturday, the Irish play Asotin. So a three-game week coming up. Mike Juicy's guys got to find a way to get some offense going. We'll have the individual stats, name our Dairy Queen player of the game, and wrap things up when we come back to Pomeroy on 100.7 FM. KHSF.
Badge and Toyota would like to invite you to experience our Express Lube Center. We perform oil changes and maintenance on most any type of vehicle. And while you wait, enjoy our customer lounge with fresh hot popcorn, coffee, high-speed internet computers, or laptop access. There's a special place even for your young ones. And now, through the month of January, any new customer's page is $24.95 for an oil change and vehicle inspection. No appointment needed. Just stop by at Badge and Toyota, 606 North Wilbur, Walla Walla. Some restrictions apply.
Are you ready for some changes around the house but not sure where to begin? Let us help you out. Here at Connor's Mr. Carpet, we'll help you find the flooring, tile, and countertop materials that will complement your style and your budget. From Cambria quartz countertops or natural stone and tile to carpet, hardwood, vinyl, or laminate flooring, we have it all right here in our showroom at 536 Northeast C Street in College Place, right next to the mini storage. We'll even arrange installation for you with the most trustworthy, licensed, and bonded installers around. So get started at Connor's Mr. Carpet, where every home gets special treatment. Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the individual statistics for this boys' contest as we wrap things up. The Irish boys lose at 49-29, start the second half of the season. It's a 20-game schedule. The Irish boys and girls have played 10 games coming into tonight's action, so this starts the second half of the season. The Irish boys trying to get off the second half off to a good start, couldn't do it tonight. They go fall to 2-9. The Pomeroy boys even their record at 6-6. Let's look at the individual stats. Pomeroy, 1 point for Wyatt Kohler, 2 points for Grant Jenkins and Ryan Koberstein, 3 points for Brendan Wren, 7 points for Sean Beal, 8 each for Trevor Koverstein and Justin Dingman, and Justin Rourke, the 6'3 junior, had a very solid effort. He had 18 points to lead all scorers, scored in every quarter, had some block shots, had a lot of rebounds. He's a good ball player and a 6'3 junior. Pomeroy shoots 6 of 14 from the free throw line, not particularly outstanding, but obviously enough tonight. Four DeSales. Points, obviously, tough to come by. 1 point for Vic Mata, 2 points for Nick Wales, 2 for Tommy Gregg, 2 for Sean Williams, 2 for Shea Crowley. Matt Wujek scored 6, all in the second half, and Pat Richards scored 14, 12 in the second half. As Pat, a rough night for Pat Richards. You know, we have those large-scale substitutions that go on throughout the game, and usually it's 4 players at a time, and it seems like Pat Richards is usually the guy that ends up staying out there, and he's just got to try to play his way into shape, and fatigue sets in, but to his credit, he scored 12 of his 14 points in the second half when the fatigue had to be getting at its worst for him. The Sales, just 2 of 6 from the free throw line. They committed 17 fouls. Pomeroy committed just 12. That's the tale of the tape. Well, Dairy Queen player of the game for the boys. Well, we're just going to go ahead and go with Pat Richard. He scores nearly half the Irish points. And like I said, he's out on the floor almost the whole ball game. And fatigue set in, but he got those 14 points. And quite frankly, not much to choose from on the score sheet. Nobody played particularly bad, but obviously nobody played that well. The effort was there. The point production, obviously not. So Stephanie Farrell, named by Tim Duncan as the girls' Dairy Queen player of the game, and Pat Richard, the Dairy Queen player of the game for the boys. That's going to wrap up this weekend of basketball. Kind of a challenging weekend. The boys and girls both lost at home to Liberty Christian. The Irish girls get the win tonight at Pomeroy. The boys can't do the same. A big week coming up. Mackay on Tuesday, girls at 6 o'clock, boys to follow, and then Waysburg-Prescott in a key District 9 South division-counting game. The girls and boys desperately need wins to start to build some momentum towards the district tournament. And then Saturday, Asotin comes to town. So a 3-game week, all at the DeSales Gymnasium this coming week. Well, hope you've enjoyed these broadcasts. Please thank our sponsors by patronizing their businesses. Great job, Double Team Back at the Studio by the brothers, Peter and Aaron. And with that, this is Mike Spee saying God bless. Go Vikings tomorrow against the Dallas Cowboys. And enjoy your weekend, Martin Luther King Day weekend. Now we'll send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM, KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM, KHSS, Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, L&G Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zaring Insurance, Post Atlantic Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bancorp Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.